Okay, so let's dive into this this really unusual file someone sent us. It's basically a recovered doorbell cam report.
Right, from Pennsylvania, March 2025. And there's a written bit too, the flower-faced visitor.
Exactly. So our job here is to, pull out the key details, the really interesting parts, and try to figure out what on earth might have been going on.
And it's that mix, isn't it? The very normal tech doorbell camera. We all know those bumping up against something completely bizarre.
Totally. That's what makes it stick in your head.
It really does, that clash between the everyday and the, well, the deeply strange.
Okay, so to set the scene a bit, we actually have a tiny piece of audio. This is supposedly from the recording. Just take a listen.
Brief audio clip of a distorted whisper.
The box demon has chosen this house. Gives a bit of a chill, right?
It's definitely unsettling.
So that's the core puzzle today. Was this just some kids messing around, an elaborate prank?
Or is there something else? Something harder to explain.
That whisper, though, the doc scheman has chosen this house.
Yeah, that's immediately grabbing. It's not random noise. It feels targeted.
The
Purposeful.
phrase itself, box demon, it's just so odd. It sounds like something out of, I don't know, folklore nobody's ever heard of.
Exactly. It plants a seed, makes you think beyond the obvious explanations, even if you're skeptical.
Okay, let's paint the picture. We've got March 2025, a quiet neighborhood in Pennsylvania.
Right. The homeowner, Ryan, he's just getting home from a night shift, totally normal end to a workday.
Then his phone pings. Motion alert. Doorbell camera.
And your first thought is, what? Raccoon? Late package?
Yeah, the usual suspects. Something mundane.
That baseline normalcy is so important here. It makes what comes next feel like a real violation of the expected.
Because what he sees, it's definitely not a raccoon. It's this figure, long black robe.
And the mask.
Yeah, the mask. A paper plate, apparently, drawn to look like a flower, like a really basic, almost kid-style flower.
Holding a cardboard box
Yeah.
and just standing there, motionless.
It's such a weird image. You almost want to laugh, but it's creepy, right?
Yeah.
That stillness.
That stillness is key, I think. It's not hurried, like a prankster trying to get away quick. It feels deliberate, almost ceremonial, you could say.
Then the description says, very slowly, the figure bends down, places the box right on the doorstep.
And that's when the whisper happens.
The box demon has chosen this house.
Ah.
Apparently clear enough to make out, but distorted. Not quite right.
Not quite human, maybe.
Yeah, that's the implication.
And again, that specific message. Why this house? Why a box demon? The box seems like it's the focal point.
And then comes the really weird part. Ryan goes to the door, maybe a minute later, the account says. Gone. The figure's just gone. Vanished.
No sound.
No sound of footsteps running away, no car starting, nothing. Just empty street.
See, that's the bit that pushes it. How does someone in a long robe carrying a box just disappear silently?
Right. It's hard to square with someone just, running off.
Very hard. Even if you're trying to be quiet, there's usually something. A rustle, a footstep on gravel, something.
Yeah.
Silence is difficult.
So Ryan picks up the box, probably still thinking it's some kind of joke inside,
We'd
right?
expect that, yeah. Spring-loaded snakes or something silly.
Ooh, empty. Totally empty.
Huh.
Well, almost empty. There's one thing inside. A drawing.
Ah, okay. So the box wasn't about containing something physical, but maybe delivering a message. The spoken one, and now this visual one.
And the drawing is described as looking like a child did it. A stick figure wearing a robe
With the flower head.
with the big crude flower for a head,
Yeah.
just like the figure.
Wow, okay. That's specific.
Orion apparently said it didn't feel like a kid's drawing. It felt like a warning.
That juxtaposition again. The innocent style combined with the creepy event. It's really effective at creating unease.
Why do you think that is? That simple, almost goofy drawing feeling like a threat.
Well, context is everything, isn't it? After seeing the figure, hearing the whisper, finding this weirdly specific drawing, the childlike style almost feels mocking, like it's simplifying something genuinely sinister.
Or maybe underscoring the otherness of it. Like it doesn't operate by normal rules of threat.
That too. It bypasses your usual danger detectors because it looks harmless, but your gut, like Ryan's, is telling you something's wrong. That intuition is powerful.
Let's go back to the figure's design. That flower mask, it's just so memorable because it's weird.
It is. Flowers usually mean, nice things, spring, life, whatever. But here, it's hiding a face, making the figure anonymous, inhuman almost.
And it being a simple paper plate makes it even stranger. Like, low effort, but effective.
Maybe the crudeness is the point. It's not trying to be a realistic disguise. It's a symbol. And maybe the flower itself. Flowers wilt, they're temporary. Maybe it hints at the fleeting nature of the visit. Here and gone.
Interesting angle. And the whisper. Box demon.
Mm-hmm.
We keep coming back to that. Why a box?
It's such a mundane object. Is the box just a prop for the performance? Or is it integral? Is it meant to be the demon or associated with it?
Could it be like a vessel? Or a calling card?
Possibly. Or a representation of something being contained, maybe? Or offered? And adding Druin immediately frames it as something, well, malevolent. Or at least supernatural. What kind of entity gets called a box demon?
It's baffling. And the footsteps, or lack thereof, seriously, how does that work?
Okay, let's play skeptic for a second. Could it be staged? Elaborately?
I mean, maybe. Someone hiding just out of camera view, another person playing the figure who ducks away really fast and really quietly?
It's possible, but it requires coordination, precision, especially with a camera rolling. And again, why? What's the punchline? The payoff for that level of effort seems missing if it's just a prank.
The specific whisper, the specific drawing, it feels less like boo and more like something else.
Agreed. It feels more like a ritual or a message being delivered than just trying to scare someone.
So, okay, let's lean into the weirdness, this box demon idea. If we take that even semi-seriously as a concept, what could it mean?
Well, if something is choosing houses, as the whisper says.
Yeah, chosen this house.
Then the box could be a marker, a sign that this place has been selected for something. Good or bad, we don't know.
Like tagging a building, but way creepier.
Kind of. Or maybe it's like leaving a spiritual signpost, identifying the location for future interaction.
Okay, but flip that. Ryan felt the drawing was a warning. Could the box actually be protective?
That's a really interesting thought. Could leaving the box, the message, the drawing, could that be some kind of ward, a bizarre form of intervention?
Protecting the house from something else, or maybe preparing it.
Maybe the box demon isn't the threat itself, but its arrival signifies something, and the box is part of managing that. It's a stretch, maybe, but the feeling of warning could be interpreted in different ways.
It just leaves you completely hanging, doesn't it? So many possibilities.
Several more questions than answers. You have this mundane event captured by mundane tech, but the details just refuse to line up neatly.
It really taps into that primal fear, too. The invasion of your safe space, your home, by something you just don't understand.
Exactly. The feeling of being watched or selected for reasons unknown, that's deeply unsettling.
So we're left chewing on this. This figure, this box, this whisper. Was the house marked? Was it protected?
Or was it something else entirely we haven't even considered?
And I guess the final thought we have to leave you with is, if this thing, this box demon or whatever it was, really does choose homes.
What happens after the choice is made? What comes next?